Savitri, Book 2, Canto 7, pages 216 to 217, beginning with, "All were deceived or served their own deceit," ending with, "That it might be forever nude and soul." All were deceived or served their own deceit. Truth in that stifling atmosphere could not live. Their wretchedness believed in its own joy, and fear and weakness hugged their abject depths. All that is low and sordid thoughted, base, all that is drab and poor and miserable, breathed in a lax content its natural air and felt no yearning of divine release. Arrogant, jibbing at more luminous states, the people of the gulfs despised the sun. A barriered autarky excluded light. Fixed in its will to be its own gray self, it vaunted its norm, unique and splendid type. It soothed its hunger with a plunderer's dream, flaunting its cross of servitude like a crown. It clung to its dismal, harsh autonomy. A bull throat bellowed with its brazen tongue, its hard and shameless clamor filling space and threatening all who dare to listen to truth, claim the monopoly of the battered ear. A deafened acquiescence gave its vote, and braggart dogmas shouted in the night, kept for the fallen soul once deemed a god, the pride of its abysmal absolute. A lone discoverer in these menacing realms, guarded like termite cities from the sun, oppressed mid crowd and tramp and noise and flare, passing from dusk to deeper, dangerous dusk, he wrestled with powers that snatched from mind its light and smote from him their clinging influences. Soon he emerged in a dim, wallless space. For now the peopled tracks were left behind. He walked between wide banks of failing eve. Around him grew a gaunt spiritual blank, a threatening waste, a sinister loneliness that left mind bare to an unseen assault. An empty page on which all that willed could write stark, monstrous messages without control. A traveling dot on downward roads of dusk, mid barren fields and barns and straggling huts, and a few crooked and phantasmal trees, he faced a sense of death and conscious void. But still a hostile life unseen was there, whose death-like poise, resisting light and truth, made living a bleak gap in nullity. He heard the grisly voices that deny, assailed by thoughts that swarm like spectral hordes, a prey to the staring phantoms of the gloom and terror approaching with its lethal mouth, driven by a strange will down, ever down. The sky above a communique of doom. He strove to shield his spirit from despair, but felt the horror of the growing night and the abyss rising to claim his soul. Then ceased the abodes of creatures and their forms, and solitude wrapped him in its voiceless folds. All vanished suddenly like a thought expunged. His spirit became an empty, listening gulf, void of the dead illusion of a world. Nothing was left, not even an evil face. He was alone with the gray python night. A dense and nameless nothing, conscious, mute, which seemed alive but without body or mind, lusted all beings to annihilate, that it might be forever nude and soul.